This is Twit.
Eric in St. Louis, Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, Eric.
How you doing? I got a question for you. My sister, she's a special needs, and she bought one of those Fitbit watches, like wristbands.
Yeah.
And, well, she doesn't have internet access where she lives. And now it's kind of it cut off on her, so she can't sync with it. And I was just wondering if you knew how that Fitbit worked, because I did a lot of research on it. And I can't figure it out if she's got to have internet access all the time.
No, she does not. Is it a Fitbit Flex? Which one is it?
I'm not sure. I think she bought it at Best Buy for, over $100 or something like that.
Yeah, the most recent is Fitbit Flex, and it will sync via Bluetooth with a phone and via Wi-Fi with a computer. She probably doesn't have Wi-Fi if she doesn't have internet.
Well, she's got an Android smartphone, which she can connect to the internet, but they limit her because, she's special needs. Yeah. So, they kind of, they limit her on internet.
Is there Wi-Fi in the house?
No. The only way she can connect to Wi-Fi is, through the phone over the...
Yeah, so that's not Wi-Fi, and that's not going to work. The wireless syncing will use Bluetooth to her phone.
Right.
So what she wants to do is pair the Fitbit to her phone, use the Fitbit app on her phone, and then the phone, because it does have internet access, will communicate with the servers. That's so she can use the app and keep track and so forth. But the Wi-Fi features will not work unless she's in a Wi-Fi area. So,
I think you're misunderstanding my question. That's the only way she can get to the internet is through her cell phone.
Right.
She doesn't have Wi-Fi.
The Fitbit doesn't go on the internet.
I was wondering, is this like, did she waste her money on this?
No.
Wrist.
No, the Fitbit doesn't need the internet. It communicates with the phone via Bluetooth, which your phone has. So make sure she pairs it to her phone, then uses the Fitbit app. And the Fitbit app will upload to the Fitbit servers if that's what she wants. But the Fitbit will work just fine communicating with her phone alone.
Okay, so she's got an account with Fitbit, but she doesn't...
The phone is what communicates with that account, right? So the Fitbit syncs to the phone syncs to the internet.
Right, but she doesn't, they cut the phone off. They turn her data usage off.
Oh, well, then she's out of luck. The Fitbit will still work. I understand now. The Fitbit will still work, and it'll communicate with the phone. She just won't be able to communicate to the Fitbit service. I don't think you have to use the Fitbit. I don't believe you have to. I will check on that one. The Fitbit should still work, even if she's not syncing with their servers, is what I'm saying. Again, 888-827-5536. We've been doing some Fitbit research because our last caller, I feel bad. Last caller's sister got a Fitbit. She has a smartphone with a Fitbit app, but internet access is disabled on the smartphone and because she's special needs. And so apparently the Fitbit won't work without internet access. And I did go to the Fitbit site, and it says it syncs using Bluetooth, but it also needs internet access. One of our chatters did an experiment, and I'm not sure if he did this correctly or not, but he says the Fitbit would not sync if he didn't have internet connection. Now, but he says he put it in airplane mode. Of course, if you turn off Bluetooth, it won't sync either. So what you need is Bluetooth only and no internet access. But the question on my mind is, look, a Fitbit is basically a pedometer. It's a smart pedometer. It keeps track of your steps. Some of the Fitbits will also keep track of altitude, climbs upstairs, which is good. And some of them you can wear them while you sleep. It'll track your motion while you're sleeping and try to give you an idea of how well you slept. It's a simple device. And obviously, if you're going to keep track of all that stuff, it needs to communicate either to a website or to your phone. Your phone has a Fitbit app on it and will show you, it'll download the data from the bracelet and show you all the steps and tossing and turning, et cetera. It doesn't and shouldn't need internet access, period. And in fact, this raises kind of an ugly specter because it's pretty clear that if it does require internet access, that's greed on the part of Fitbit. They want your information. They want your health information. They want you to create a Fitbit account. Maybe they're going to show you ads when you go to the website. Maybe they're going to sell that information to somebody else. I don't know, but that's the point. They've made a requirement that's for their benefit, not yours. And this is something, if you listen to the show over a period of time, happens a lot in technology. Apple's another example. We were talking about messages, and it requires you have an Apple device. Well, that's not a technical requirement. That's an Apple requirement. That's not for your benefit. That's for Apple's benefit. And we're in a muddy area at this point. Used to be, in the good old days, when a company made a product, the benefit they got from the product was selling it to you. That was the benefit. They got the benefit. They sold it to you. They got cash money for it. And they tried to design a product that would benefit you so you'd want it. But in the digital era, it's gotten muddy. It's gotten more complicated. There's, of course, a lot of free products. And if you have a free product, well, I think it's pretty obvious. Nobody's giving you something for free. You're not giving them money. You're giving them something else. You're giving them data. And the data is of value. Maybe not a lot of value. Facebook, it's estimated that each Facebook user is worth $4 or $5 a year. Not a lot to Facebook, but you multiply that times 1.5 billion users. Well, it gets to be some real dough. So there's that. But that's a free product. What about a product I buy? Shouldn't that be like the old days where I bought it and that was the benefit to the company and now it's mine and I can do whatever I want with it? And one of the things I don't want is for the company to continue to check up on me. That doesn't seem unreasonable. And yet, that's the age we live in. That's the whether it's Monsanto, which makes a corn that you can't use for seed. It's genetically modified, so you have to buy it every year. Or it's Apple, which sells a product that requires you to use other Apple products to use it. Or it's Fitbit, apparently, and I don't know, but we have to do some more research, that has a product that requires you send data back to Fitbit. I bought this Fitbit band. It should just do what it does. Why does a pedometer need to talk to the home office? It shouldn't. It doesn't. That's an artificial constraint Fitbit has laid on top of it. And, you know, you got to say, I'm sure it's in the fine print somewhere. But it's not exactly on the front of the box. Oh, by the way, you're giving us some money, but that doesn't pay for the product in whole. You also have to give us some data or we're not going to let you use it. You know, that'll be on the bill of sale. Costs $100 plus a lifetime of data supplied to Fitbit.com. That should be that's the bill of sale. But it isn't, is it? And unfortunately, I feel bad, but it sounds like your sister is going to have to return her Fitbit and just get a plain old pedometer until they start making pedometers that send information back to the home office. The other option, of course, would be she could go, I mean, if you and she don't mind that her information about how she exercises is sent back to the home office, you could just go to a Wi-Fi access point every few days, and that should work too. Just, you know, go to a McDonald's. Seems kind of, it's the opposite of health, but work out, run to McDonald's and sit down and then upload and then run home again and try to avoid those delicious French fries every time they get me, every time.